Can you see the balance there?
All right, good.
So, this is, a lot of people know this part, you know. The thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I command every thief, which is good, which is cute. But someone else also came. And it's in that same verse. So can we read together? So, let's start from the thief now. By the way, don't be a thief. Amen. Let's start from the thief. Want to go? The thief comes not, but is for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more. Amen. So Jesus said, I'm come to. Can't you see me? He says, I'm come that they might have life. Eternal life, right? Because they'll be saved. Then he says, that they will have the life more abundantly. So he speaks about the life and the pasture. Don't forget it. He tells you, the teachings we had this year, they are some kind. Some are. They are away from the way we used to teach before. I don't know if you noticed that. I noticed half of the year in already. All right. So he says, they will have life more abundantly. So the abundantly, if you read in context, qualifies the salvation, which is the life they have, the eternal life, and then you go in and out and you find pasture. In fact, Strong's dictionary, the Greek dictionary, as it has, the word abundance is actually the word exceedingly abundant, more than necessary. So when you say they will have it more abundantly, Jesus is saying the kind of life they will have will be more than necessary. That's interesting. More than is needed. They will have life. I have come so that they might have life and have it more abundantly, more than necessary. That means you've got all you need and then you get extra. How many of you want extra? You want? I remember some years ago, someone rightfully, he messaged me for us to have a meeting, and we met, and he said, why don't I talk about money a lot? And I said, I think I do. Just that I'm a bit more cautious when it comes to the issue of money. And for those who have been following for a while, I've always told you that money is a marker in ministry. Right? Remember that? That you know a minister of the gospel through some emphasis. And one of such emphasis is money. How you teach money. Now, the subject of money, Jesus did not shy away from it. He didn't. I remember when we were discussing, money matters now. Remember? I said, there was nothing Jesus compared to God apart from Mammon, which is the God of money or the God of wealth. And that shows you the emphasis he placed on money. That Jesus spoke about money so much, you have to pay someone to confuse you that he didn't talk about money. He spoke about money a lot. And while we must be careful that we don't fall into greed, don't forget in Luke 12:15, the Bible speaks about, Jesus said, the life of a man is not in the abundance of the things he possesses. The life of a man does not consist of what he bought. So you must be careful about money. So he asked me, say, why is it that I don't talk about money often? That does God want believers to have money? And I said, what kind of question is that? Why do we work? Why do you go to work? Passion. Huh? You know, when you first enter medical school, you must have passion and compassion for your patients. You know, someone said, if your patient is about to fall down, you must fall first so that the patient can land on you. And I remember I was just looking. I said, okay. And one of my classmates asked, he said, so, you, why are you here? Me, I'm here to save lives. I said, I'm not here. I'm not really here to save life like that. Oh. I'm here for the pay. Amen. For the money. You work because of money. Why do people go on strike? Why do workers go on strike? The passion runs out when you don't feed the mouth. Why do teachers go on strike? I thought we just want to impart knowledge. The next generation must be sound. Then suddenly we see cardboards. What happens to the next generation being sound? Amen. So we work for money. So I said, money is important. And God wants you to have it. Jesus spoke about money to a certain degree. He said, I am come so that you have pasture. Pasture is what makes the bird sing. It's what makes the ocean flow. That means you have something to feed on. And he calls it superabundant, in excessive. Of course, we don't want to get into error of money. We've seen people who start ministry on a very with some innocence, you know. And I said, it's easy. And you can't say, I can't fall into a temptation until you reach there. Amen. Sounds like I can never be proud in my life. I can't be proud. The issue is right now, you don't have anything to be proud about. The day you have something to be proud about, let's talk. Amen. You've got a matric number. What do you want to be proud about? Go write your exams. Hallelujah. But when you're done, you are now a lawyer, barrister, the bar, esquire. And you are running cases for politicians. And you're flying jets and all of that. Then we can talk whether you're proud or not. Then we can talk about your service to God, you know. And one of that is money. It gets into people. But today is not to put us on a cushion. Today, I want you to have excess of it. Amen. Amen. Now, that's why I said, it's a bit strange from the tone you probably hear from me. And that's why I said, the minister of the gospel cannot have favorites. If you preach caution against greed, you must also teach God's ability to provide. You can't find yourself being in a bias. You must be loud where the Bible is loud. And you must be quiet where the Bible is quiet. That is the hallmark of a man of God. God's character, he says, is they will have life and they will have it more than necessary. They'll have life and they'll have it more than needed. More abundantly. So God's character is more than enough. Say more than enough. You didn't say that well. Say more than enough. You look at the creation. How many types of fishes do we have? I mean, God could just have created Panla or Titus or which one again? Give me different kinds of fish. Shark. You see, Kote. Someone said shark. Kote. Your mind went to Kote first. Kote. What is the English of Kote? Coat. You see, Panla that came to your hair, what else? Even salmon. Suddenly you remember salmon. Whale. Whale not fish. fish that can eat human being. So God created different kinds of fish. When I was younger, I used to watch Nature Wild. How many of you used to watch Nature Wild? So it's this wildlife documentary. And sometimes you see some colors of fishes. Some have rainbow. You see that one before? Just rainbow. You see some, they don't even look like fish. They look like pig. And say it's a fish. Diversities. I mean, if fishes are to be eaten, God could have just created Titus. And we'll be done. But now, he does it more than needed. There are enough bananas in the world than monkeys can finish. Always more than enough. How many colors do we have? Do you know? You can't know. Because we even have cockroach brown. And even all these parties. the code for this party is cockroach brown, algae green, pampe purple. Pampe purple. Some of you recognize that purple very well. By the way, Jeje, in borrowing money, Jeje, God will provide for your needs. Amen. You won't be a debtor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God made it modern enough. Different kinds of yellows. You see different kinds of yellows. You see one yellow, they say this one is a mustard. And you see another one, this one is what? Custard. Just kidding. And you see, why do we have these varieties? God is modern enough. It is the character of God to do modern enough. He gave us the gifts of healings, right? To supply supernatural energy, to restore health. We see Jesus do that. And then he said, let's go one more. He raised the dead. He's always more than enough. He is always more than enough. That must be one of the things you know about God in his character, that he is the El Shaddai. He told Abraham, I am the El Shaddai, the double-breasted one, the God who is more than enough. You know that song? More than enough. He is more than enough for me. Oh, El Shaddai. My God of plenty, the all-sufficient one, O Lord Almighty, is more than enough. Let's take one again. He is more than enough. He is more than enough. He is more than enough for me, God El Shaddai, my God of plenty, the all-sufficient one. He is more than enough. Amen. So he's more than enough. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
I do. I do. I believe God is the great provider. It's part of God's character. Now, people get upset when people get enough and more than. And then the guy's got four cars. And he's got like four houses. And then he's like, God knows what he's into. What are you into too? You know, that's envy. That's the spirit of bitterness. That's the last class before witchcraft. Amen. Syllabus. Yes. The husband is not even fine. What about yours? You're just envious. Well, what about saying, God that provided this, provide mine. Amen. Is that not a better way to walk than to just run up your nose at everyone? See the car. See the boot. The boot is not closing. One light is not even working. Maybe they dash it. Maybe they dash him. My uncle dash me. Maybe you should call your uncles. Amen. It's something about people having more than enough gets to you. That should not be happening. Maybe he's suffering in silence like that. You know, people make things up. You just believe something good can't just happen to people like that. See, some people have money. They're using it to treat sickness. Shut up. some people are suffering in silence. They are using it to manage. Nah. God is the one that makes you rich and has no sorrows. You can have that. Amen. You don't have to use the money to take care of sicknesses. You don't believe that?
I believe.
Because he is capable of doing more than enough. Say, but I don't see it. And I've been serving God since the day of Pentecost. I don't seem to have more than enough. No, there are three levels. There's not enough. There's just enough. Just enough is not enough. You've got to go for the God who gives more than enough. Amen? More than enough. You wonder? No, poverty is not the fruit. You're not a fruit of the Spirit. Same with riches. Amen. The proof of someone serving God is not that he has money or he lacks it. That's not a proof. But also, don't quote scriptures to justify lack. God can provide for you. A good home, a good job, a good house, a good family, God can provide for you. Good health, God can provide for you. Amen. Good everything, maybe I didn't mention what you want, God can provide for you. Get used to this teaching, because this kind of thing comes once in 4 years. So just get used to it. Take advantage of it now. He is the God who does more than enough. God told Abraham, I am El Shaddai. So being broke is not being humble. Just broke. Sorry. And of course, the Bible doesn't teach us to look down. Don't forget, James writes that God is not a respecter of persons. That means God doesn't treat people based on their status. If you like, be a king. Olubado of Ibado. Or Jaja of Okobo. You are a brother in Christ. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
In the church of God, we don't have doctors. Amen?
Amen.
Are we together? In the church of God, we don't have engineers. Do we? What do we have? Brothers and sisters. Say, bro. That's what we have. Sis. That's what we have. Guy here was in this church. Hey, doctor, what's that? What about professions that don't have titles? Like agency banking. Amen. Agency banking, they don't have titles. May God give you understanding. One of the things that accompanied God's call to Abraham is that he walked in plenty. You saw it with Isaac too. God told him, don't go down to Egypt. You're going to dig wells. And water will come out. Because there is room for you. Remember? Rehoboth? Huh? There's room for you. And we saw the same promise went to Jacob with Israel. God's call came with plenty. God's call came with his own supply. Israel did not lack. We'll talk about that next week. They spent 40 years in the wilderness and they didn't suffer hunger. Because God's call comes with his provision. They didn't suffer hunger. You won't suffer hunger.
Yeah.
You don't want that one.
Yeah.
So, don't forget where we're coming from. Our text is John 10, right? So he said, I'm the good shepherd. Who takes care of the sheep? Then he begins to say, I'm the door. Anyone who enters through me is saved. And he'll go out and in and find pasture. Then he says, I am come, verse 10, that they might have life. And they have it what? More than enough. I like that. And they have it? More than enough. More than necessary. That's the kind of God you're dealing with. Because I said that he might have life. That's why I came. No, he said, no, that's not the way we do it. Look at all of creation. It's always more than enough. So, we are the bride of Christ. The other day I saw a friend on the island, and I saw the wife. Oh my God. Sir, are you from here? He said, yes, I'm from here. And so I said, don't form for me. So he said, he has spoken about you so much. I said, what did he say? Depends on what he said. Before I say, oh yeah, wow, what did he say? Can be naughty. So he said this and that. So I told him, I said, you're taking care of your wife very well. And the woman said, how are you sure it's not my own money and all that? I said, okay. You know, women, you know, just say, you're right. Hallelujah. One of those things you learn fast. You say, you're right. And it pains them. I don't know why. Don't you want to be right? Roshala caught me one of those days. I said, ah, wow, you're right. I don't have that. I don't have that energy. And so I said, you know what? Oftentimes, for a good husband, amen, when you've got money, you should reflect on your wife, right? Yeah. Russian, why did you do? Almost like they don't know me in this church. Shishi. We know they give shishi. You should also reflect on your parents. You should also reflect on your siblings. Right? Don't be a gutter. Don't store water. Let it flow. And so, let's go back to the story. So, as I was going back, I was coming back to the mainland, and he began to reflect on me. I said, if we are the bride of Christ, the way we look reflects how he looks. Or maybe reflect what he has. Imagine someone says, I'm a good shepherd. Now, don't think about Jesus now. Someone says, I'm a good shepherd. I've got some flock. Oh, I know how to rear this. I'm a good shepherd. And then say, take me to your ranch. Oh, is it ranch now? Yeah. So let's go. And then you get there, and then you see one of the sheep with a wounded leg, and you see the other one muddy. You see the other one as lean as a giraffe. You know, it's not sheep again. There's no wool, nothing. And he says, I'm a good shepherd. What are you going to say? I'm not seeing that. If you are a good shepherd, your sheep should look fine. Right? Come on. Right? If you are a good teacher, your students should be smart. Not every student, amen? That's the caveat. You know, because before you say, if you're a good pastor, all your members, Jesus and Judas, amen? Fit yourself. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, at least to a certain degree, if you're a good doctor, you say, I'm a good doctor, and so I know this work. And they say, every patient that walked in did not walk out. You just ask someone in the area, they say, that was busy. That we have been watching. We just people walk in and they cry out. You see how many people? You say, I've been counting now. Like 150. And she's the best doctor in town. You're not. Because it's not reflecting. So the good shepherd, we have good sheep. So I walk in abundance. You know, I'm not afraid to walk in God's abundance. I'm not. It is the will of God for me. God, bring me up to it. Bring me up to it. Bring me up to it. Where I am expecting the excessive. Look at Mark 10. Let's get rolling now. I'm not going into my text. Mark, the gospel that got into Mark, chapter 10, Are you learning something? Okay, we don't have a title for this teaching yet. Ooh, we'll get there. Because we've not gotten the text. Mark 10. Are you there? Verse 29. And Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father or mother, or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time." Houses? Say houses? Houses in California? Houses? Houses? Houses in Port Harcourt? Houses in Abuja? Houses in Ibiza? Amen? Houses? Jesus says, they will receive in hundredfold houses. Of course, I've told you before, I've explained to you before, this is priority. He didn't say, go and leave your wife. Or leave your... No. The focus is priority. That is, you prioritize me above your brother. Above your father. You seek first the kingdom of God. So he says, if any man has done this, this is Jesus talking. He said, he will find pastor. He said, he will receive a hundredfold now in this time. You know, sometimes we the way we think about it is, in the new earth and in new heavens. He just said, now in this time. He will receive a hundredfold. So if you've not received yours, go cash him. Amen? Amen. And he doesn't lie. You know, the prophet said they have been sending 25,000 naira. He said, how many million people? I know, about 13 million people. I've not got my. So someone said, they are talking about poor people. I said, okay, I'm not poor. Are you? So poor people are not on WhatsApp and Instagram. If you travel wide in Nigeria, you know poor communities. Nobody in Lagos really is poor like that. Maybe a few. So Jesus said, they'll receive verse 30 now. Look at the Bibles. An hundredfold now in this time. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands. Observe, he didn't say you receive hundredfold wives. Amen. Just pointing that out. There's wife in verse 29. There's no wife in verse 30. So don't stop saying, I'm waiting for that one. Even the brethren and the sisters is going to be your brethren in Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So can we read verse 30 again? But you shall receive an hundredfold in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. And in the world to come, eternal life. Amen. You see that balance? With persecution. Amen. But Jesus is saying, there's more than enough. God does not sponsor lack. Paul says, I know my God is able to supply all your needs. I believe that. That God can supply all my needs. I do not need. I do not suffer in want. Amen. So that's Psalm 23. Get in there now. The Psalm of David. Chapter 23. Learn something. Okay. So we said, God's character, don't forget, let's quickly wrap up. Maybe. We said God's character is more than enough. He is the El Shaddai. More than enough. You know, God told them, he said, this manna you get today, don't keep it till tomorrow. You don't need it. The human nature is to think it will finish. God said it won't. I believe it won't. There's just something about humanity. We think, okay, let me just make use of this opportunity. Because right now, I'm not saying don't use opportunities wisely. Of course, you've got to do that. But there's just something in your head that's thinking, everything might just crash down now, and then I'll have to now start again. So let me just, God said, don't keep it. And those that kept it, they said, yes, we're bad. That's what he's saying. Pass the basket. You know, there are people that just, they don't find God wise enough. They think God is not calculative enough. Maybe it's not economical enough. Why will you say I should not keep it to tomorrow? What will I eat tomorrow? God told Moses, he said, don't keep it. Why? You bring another one. And then tomorrow, another one. The day after, another one. The next year, another one. Because he has more than enough. Psalm 23, in verse 1. You know it. We know it. Demons know it. Everybody knows this verse. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You believe that one?
Yes, sir.
I do not want. I do not want for help. I do not want for resources. I don't want for any good thing. God supplies all my needs. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. In verse 2, he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Doesn't get better than that for a sheep. You lie down because you're well fed. He said, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. David is explaining the character of God. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. I'm going to explain this very well one day. Very soon. He said, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I fear no evil. Amen. Now, I know this is not the explanation, but if you remember, I said something some years ago. We had a Holy Ghost meeting. I think it was 2010. That's 15 years now. We had a Holy Ghost meeting. So he said, this is funny. Don't take it as theology. But I love what he said. He said, if I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, he says it's a shadow. Death itself cannot come. the guy is a very funny guy. It's a shadow. You know, born death where? I said, ah. And we're all screaming. Yeah! What? Sometimes you calm down. I just forgot to say that. He said, if I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. This is God's character. Because you are with me. He is the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He is with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. He comforts me. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I don't suffer lack. I don't lack help. I will never be in a fix. My back will not be against the wall. I will never be stranded. I will never be defeated in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah, that's God's word. Thinking otherwise, confessing otherwise does not make you righteous, does not make you holy. This is plain God's word. We are not teaching anything else. It doesn't make you, because whether you like it or not, persecutions will come. You can as well just get more than enough. Hallelujah. Verse 5. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Woo. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. That's more than enough. More than necessary. Oh, my cup is half full. Is that what he said? David said, my cup is half full. Half full, half empty. My cup is full to the brim. Huh? Are you sure? My cup is full to the brim. What is it my cup is doing? Huh? Doesn't God know when the cup is full? That's the title of the teaching. Doesn't God know when the cup is full? Amen? And but he keeps saying, I pour more. Because God's character is to give you more than enough. And I receive more than enough. Too many stars that you can count. You told Abraham, look up. Look up. Abraham said, what are you going to give me? How many children? I'm 99. You gave me a promise of 75. Share not like this, we got a day. God says, why are you talking like you have not sorted yourself somewhere? Abraham said, where? He said, that boy that is playing, what is he doing? Who is he? He said, Ishmael. Okay. And God said, go outside. Look at the sky. How many can you count? There is no human who has the brain cells to number the stars. God said, that's me. I'll give you more than enough. He says, like the stars of the sky, like the sands of the seashore, so shall your seed be. God is telling Abraham, I've got the capacity to do more than you can ask or think. Why then do we live in limitation? God keeps pouring. He says, my cup runs over. Lord, we believe for your provision in excess of it. To be able to be a blessing to your kingdom, right? You know, if you don't, if you've not got more than enough, I don't know how you want to give to missionaries. You know? I remember I was listening to a testimony. I saw it online. A friend of mine sent the link of someone who he gave to, I think it was 128,000 missionaries. Food, clothing, Bibles, clothing, their children, 128,000 missionaries. Their families, the shelter, took care of 128,000 missionaries. No one is doing that hiding behind the cupboard. You've got to have more than enough. You've got to be walking like God himself. Amen? My cup runs over. And I began to question myself. Is it that God does not know when the cup is full? He does. He does. What is the character? Is that it must be pressed down. His character is that you will not shake it till it runs over. That is God's character. Like the stars of the sky. Like the stars of the sky. Like the sand by the sea. Boku boku. Not the bread. God wants to make you a channel of supply in his kingdom. Amen. To help the needy, the blind, the hopeful, and the hopeless too. Amen. He wants to use you. He wants to bless your hands. Amen. He wants to use you. Amen. To build more churches. Amen. And you walk in that. Have your seat, please. We've got to believe for some more. Like I said, this doesn't sound like our everyday teaching. But at some point, you've got to explore God's character. And you see it all through the scriptures. This is what he does. This is what he does. More than enough. How many types of human faces have you seen? You see some people, their head is long. Some people, their head is pressed. Some people is like express. Some people is like granite. Amen. God made all of that. Amen. Some people's nose is like my own. Flat. Some people is pointed. Like we should. Brown eyes, blue eyes, black eyes. Diversities. He is the God who always provides more than needed. Again, this is foundation. Next week and the coming weeks, we will explore properly. Because whatever is what doing, I thought is what doing well. We explore properly the character of God. And in these times, how we ought to walk in more than enough. Not just enough. Don't be deceived to, don't be conditioned to just take it like that. And then use scriptures to back it up. To back up why you can't pay your rent. Now understand that things happen. People, some people say life happens. I don't believe that's life. I believe my life is good. Sorry, I'm not going to take that as life. No. Nah. We don't do that yet. Amen? No, I don't say that's life. No. That's something else that is not part of my life. And I'm going to get rid of it. Yeah. Lack should not be an everyday thing. You just accept and then use scriptures to back it up. And say you're suffering persecution. I'm not saying, I've told you before, there are seasons. The preacher, Exodus 3, there's a time for everything. A time to sow, a time to reap. A time to laugh, a time to cry. There's a time for everything. As long as the sun rises and sets, seasons will come and seasons will go. But you can't condition yourself to forever be in a dry season. You can't condition yourself and say, maybe this is how God wants me to live my own life. And what kind of life is that? A life that you cannot be a blessing to others? I don't think that's what he wants. I don't think that reflects the good shepherd. Amen. Don't forget, one of the signs of the good shepherd will be seen where? On the sheep. The sheep will not be sick. Right? The sheep will be fine. You'll be fine. Don't get sucked into that hole. Pray for me as you close. Of always, you are now backing it up. No. You hear people say, where será, será? What will be. If it will happen, it will happen. There's nothing like that. Amen. The scriptures does not teach what will happen. It's not in the Bible. Jesus says, if you will say to the mountain, meaning there will be a mountain there, and God is not going to talk to the mountain on your behalf. Surprise, surprise. God is not going to talk to the mountain. You will decide and tell the mountain, get away from here and move to the ocean. And Jesus said, that person will have what he says. Meaning, God's not going to do that for me. There must come a time where you say, this angel will not go until you bless me. God was not going to change his name to Israel. Jacob ensured that happened. We can't rest on laurels and just say, maybe that's what God wants for me. Sometimes you've got to sit up, take his word as his word, and say, if this is what you said in your word, then I receive sound health. I receive that my bones are strong, that every part of my body is functioning well. If this is what you said, I take your word as your word. And I'm not going to come back empty-handed. I'll come back with a testimony. You know, you treat God's word as God's word. More than enough. The same God who made the skies, who made the ocean, all the animals therein, the same God who made languages, tribes, nations you have heard of and you've not heard of. The other day I was hearing about a country and I said, I've never heard of this before. And trust me, I read wide. I said, I've never heard of this before. There are people there singing to his name. He's a God of plenty. Peter said, I have not caught nothing all night. There's nothing you want to do here. Peter is a fisherman by trade. The way the Jews have it is that your father passes to you. We saw that with Jesus. He was called the carpenter. The son of the carpenter. Because you just adopt your father's trade. That would have been interesting now, yeah? What does your dad do? Huh? Agency banking? What does it add you? Audio engineering. You'll be setting our sound right now. So, the Jews, they just adopt your father's. Peter is well skilled in fishing. He's not a novice. Peter said, we have toyed all night. We didn't catch anything. Then just said, so do you want to catch something? Say what you want to say. Say, cast your net to the right side. I said, we have done that, if I can recall, 1,200 times. Will you just do it, Peter? And he put it. And so he said, too much sand in this thing. You know, sometimes you don't want to believe that. That's it. Too much sand in this river. John, can you help me out? Andrew, can you help me out? And they began to dry. The scripture records it as the fishes they caught broke the net more than necessary. It broke the net. Maybe this is not for everyone for now. But someone. There's someone here. And it might not even be money. Maybe you just think, all my life, I'll just manage this health. You know, the way, this level of health that I have got, I'll just manage this. Maybe that's how I'll just go. Nah. You can breathe well again. You can be whole again. That part can function again. And very well. He does more than necessary. God doesn't know when the cup is full. He keeps pouring. Net breaking catch. Amen. You ready for that?
Yes, sir.
Say a word of prayer. Say a word of prayer. On your seat is fine. Say a word of prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. For every part of my life, I trust in you. Lord, faith, help me out. More than enough. For your family, for your children. In your career, for your health. Oh Lord God Almighty. The God of plenty. The Lord of the nations. The God of the harvest. The one who gives the hundredfold. I receive, I believe, and I receive. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not suffer. Yeah, pray. You have got 2 minutes more. You don't have to suffer in silence. You can talk to the mountain. You need a good job? God will make a way.